Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Neve, Ellen and Alana with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's bed block continues to leave patients stranded, with residents of the Lockyer Valley and surrounding regions struggling. According to state government data, a third of the region's hospital beds are being used by long-term patients waiting for aged care or disability support services, sparking calls for a new hospital to be built in the region. According to Queensland Health, the number of stranded patients statewide reached 1,425 in February. Residents of the Lockyer Valley and surrounding rural areas, including Gatton, are being pushed out of their local hospitals for services that should be available, and forced to travel hours to larger hospitals such as Toowoomba and Ipswich. Lockyer Valley Regional Council Mayor Tanya Milligan stated, "When you have someone who lives here and they can't get a hospital bed in their own region, that's really sad and really disappointing."
In national news, Australia's blood donation eligibility rules will expand access for the LGBTQIA plus community under a change in Lifeblood's requirements that take effect from today. The updated national guidelines remove sexual orientation as a barrier to donation, with all donors asked the same questions about recent sexual activity before they donate at Australian Red Cross Lifeblood centres. Previous restrictions, which were first introduced during the HIV pandemic in the 1980s, prevented gay and bisexual men, as well as transgender people, from donating blood if they'd had sex within the last 3 months. The change enacted today allows for those in long-term monogamous relationships to donate under the same rules as everyone else, which is a milestone for inclusivity. Lifeblood Executive Director Kath Stone says they expect up to 20,000 new donations each year under this eligibility update.
The Coalition has announced their updated migration policy. Reforms include an introduction of a safe countries list, an increase in funding for law enforcement to deport people, and a requirement that visa holders learn English and agree to an Australian values statement. Leader of the opposition, Angus Taylor, has said that those who migrate from liberal democracies have a greater likelihood of subscribing to Australian values compared to those migrating from places ruled by fundamentalists, extremists and dictators. The Gazan cohort of 1,700 people currently here presents a high risk to our nation and must be reassessed entirely with far greater scrutiny. The policies have been criticised and likened to the White Australia era and Trumpian-style tactics. In international news, a humanoid robot won the Beijing Half Marathon, defeating the human world record. The winning robot, Lightning, developed by Chinese smartphone maker Honor, finished the 21-kilometer race in 50 minutes and 26 seconds. Several robots were faster than professional athletes, and half of the robots navigated the race autonomously instead of being directed by remote control. The humanoids and the 12,000 human people ran in parallel tracks to avoid collisions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.